This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we study more in the second book of the Psalter, from Psalm 50 through Psalm 52. You cast my words behind you, brought forth in iniquity, create in me a clean heart, open my lips, and your steadfast love endures forever. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Matthew chapter 28. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
The Small Catechism, page 325. What is baptism?
Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word.
Which is that word of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
What benefit does baptism give?
It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare.
Which are these words and promises of God?
Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like to hold on to Christmas as long as I can. So every January, when the holidays are over, we keep up our decorations a little bit longer. I still listen to Christmas music. I'm still reading the books that were given to me as Christmas presents. And most of all, I try not to let a return to normal get me down. But you know what? It doesn't work. Normal is normal, and it ain't Christmas. So the stuff that I try not to think about, I end up thinking about anyway. And that includes the news, or even more broadly, life here in these United States of America. And like lots of other old-timers, I can get really going about today and how it's not like those good old days. That means whether we're talking about grocery prices. Can you believe that when I was a kid, a loaf of bread only cost a quarter? That's true. At any rate, whether it's grocery prices or politics or healthcare or church life or just watching TV, I don't like it. And given half an opportunity, I'll tell you why. So guess what? I'm back to normal. And that's one of the reasons I was very glad that Dr. Grimm gave me this particular opportunity, not just one homily this quarter, but three, and on baptism. And that's something not even an old grouch can turn into anything but good news. So here we go. This morning's scripture reading takes us right into the catechism with our Lord's command to baptize. Go and make disciples of all nations, said Jesus, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that's a familiar passage, certainly is to me, but nonetheless, in today's context, there's something rather striking about that verse. And I'm thinking of a context which in America is a whole lot different today from what it was when I was young, and a context that a lot of people find unsettling, and that is the all nations. The all nations in this verse. Now, why in the world is that unsettling? I mean, Jesus told us to go, but today we really don't have to go very far. Just step out the door, and there they are, all nations. It's as if our Lord was saying to us, look, he says, I told you to do this some 2,000 years ago. I gave you my word and baptism, not just for yourselves, but for everybody else as well. And just to make this easier for you, I have brought the nations of the world to you in order for you to bring the gospel to them. Now, Fort Wayne, it's hardly the most cosmopolitan place in the country. But just go to Walmart and look around. Or listen to the languages being spoken. Or at least the accents. Or how about this? Google ethnic restaurants in Fort Wayne. And of course, you'll find Mexican and Italian and Chinese. And that doesn't mean there are any Mexicans, Italians, or Chinese in those restaurants. But we not only have those, we have Greek and Japanese and Indian and Middle Eastern, Caribbean, Korean, Salvadorian, Thai, Turkish, Vietnamese, and Burmese. Which brings me to another amazing point. We have a Burmese Lutheran church here in Fort Wayne. Now, if you're young, maybe you can't appreciate that very much. But if you've been around a while, and I see a few of you who have, you know that that is absolutely stunning. A Burmese Lutheran church in Fort Wayne. I mean, a lot of us probably couldn't even find Burma on the globe, on a map. And yet, by the providence of God, a couple decades ago, a few thousand people from Burma fleeing the civil unrest in their country found refuge here in Fort Wayne. And again, by God's providence, some of them talked with some Lutherans. The Lutherans told them about Jesus, and they were baptized. And we have a Burmese Lutheran church here in Fort Wayne. That is amazing. Similar situations are now arising across the country. And I dare say that any of you here this morning who are training to become a pastor or a deaconess for work here in the United States may very well end up in a place where there are people groups entirely new to Lutheranism. Now, traditionally, the typical way of entering the Lutheran Church is by being baptized as a baby. But we are now in a situation where it is perfectly plausible that in the future we may have Lutheran churches where the majority of the members were baptized as adults. Now just think about that. Even better, pray about it, that God would give you the opportunity to reach somebody with the gospel who is entirely unlike you and entirely without Christ, and you could bring to them the word and means of salvation in baptism. Because make no mistake about it, when we're talking about baptism, we're talking about salvation. Listen again to the Catechism. Luther says, baptism works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation. So Ananias said to St. Paul, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Later, Paul himself wrote to the Romans, don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. So St. Peter says quite simply, baptism now saves you. Forgiveness of sins, life and salvation through baptism from Jesus. Baptism brings people to Jesus. Because after all, Christ is the Savior. He's the Son of God, but also the sin bearer. His the death that redeemed us. His the resurrection that marked his victory for us over sin, death, and devil. Forgiveness, life, salvation are the fruits of Christ's saving work, and they are the very things that we need and that God gives us in baptism. But they are also the very things that the people outside the doors of the church also need, and that they can have too in baptism. You know, we are all in the same situation, no matter where we're from, where we are, no matter our language, no matter the color of our skin, we are all the same. Offspring of Adam. His sin is our sin. It's the same for everybody. And so we need, all of us, what Jesus accomplished. And we can all have it in baptism. A little water applied in the name of the triune God, something that simple, brings these blessings to us because of God's promise. Believe the promise, and baptism makes everything that it offers yours, yours, yours personally. Now, at some point in our lives, we too were dead in our sins without baptism, but God moves somebody, maybe our parents, maybe a friend, maybe a missionary. God moves somebody to bring us to baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. And we thank God that he did. But now, it's our turn. Ever since Christ spoke the words in our text, generation after generation of Christians have followed his word and have gone out and made disciples by baptizing and teaching. And just as he promised, he has been and still is with his church, with his people, always as they follow his word. So right now, he is opening doors for us to bring the word and the water of life to others, to the nations. And that's really what we ought to be doing. But in fact, relying on his authority, following his word, prompted by the Spirit, it's not only what we ought to be doing, it's what we are going to be doing. Because it turns out that for us, normal is actually quite extraordinary. Go, baptize, and make disciples for Jesus. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Kiel, brother of Christopher Barnikov. Kiel is awaiting heart surgery. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful proclamation of the gospel in every land, and for missionary zeal within each congregation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Kiel, as he awaits surgery, and that through the ministration of the surgeons and medical team, he may be restored to health, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.